everybody, Dan Bickley here. Huge weekend of playoff football in front of us. We'll tell you what it all means starting Monday morning at 6 a.m. on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
And joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line to preview the divisional round of the NFL playoffs from CBS, one of their top football analysts for the network. Charles Davis joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Charles, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show, man. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope you guys are well.
New Paltz High School, huh? New York. Isn't that upstate?
That is. Well, you know, if you know anyone from New York City.
I do.
The minute you cross into Yonkers.
Yeah.
Or Westchester County.
Right.
You're upstate.
Right? Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
That's the way they look at it. Oh, I'm from New Paltz is about 2 hours north of New York City, an hour south of Albany, Mid-Hudson Valley. And they immediately, oh, you're upstate. Well,
yeah.
Upstate's more Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester.
No, we call that Canada.
But we'll let it go. Yeah, exactly.
We call that Canada.
Exactly. You understand.
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker. All right, let's, before we preview these games this week, I'm dying to get your opinion on what happened to the Cowboys in that game last week. I loved the Packers going into that game. Jordan Love has just been playing so good. And once they got Aaron Jones back, they had a really good rushing attack. Are you surprised at how poorly the Cowboys played? Are you surprised that Mike McCarthy's still the coach?
More surprised at how poorly the Cowboys played than I am that he's the coach. I thought after the game, when there wasn't an immediate move like the next day, that there was a good chance he was going to hang in there. Because I went back through Jerry Jones's time as the owner and looked at the coaching records and who had been there and how long. This was McCarthy's, I think, fourth year or what have you. It's right in target with the others. And it just felt like, you know, if he was going to make that move, he had the options available pretty quickly. I don't know if he got the answers back that he wanted, maybe from some other places. Hey, are you interested? Are you interested? And if it was any hesitation, I think he just stuck with a pad hand, but we all know that that puts everything into next year being an all-in year for the Cowboys, kind of Super Bowl or bust. But the way that they played is the thing that just shocked me. I mean, the playoffs, you know what's coming. You know what's out in front of you. You're at home. You should have the better team. And to be that flat and to play that poorly was pretty shocking to me.
Charles Davis from CBS, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. The four games this weekend, the premier one is obviously the Chiefs and the Bills, given their history and you know, a quarterback matchup that might rival that of Brady versus Manning back in the day. When you look at this matchup, how do you analyze it through the lens of Buffalo's kind of up and down season versus Kansas City maybe being a little underwhelming up until this point, if you kind of step back and zoom out and look at the big picture for the Chiefs season so far this year?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, there's a lot of ways to look at this game where it's flipped from what you would think in a normal situation, right? We've all been watching this rivalry unfold as you've described, right? Where we're seeing Mahomes and Allen kind of do their, you know, Manning Brady, excuse me, imitation, right? On the lighter scale for the moment. And, you know, they still got years to go. We've seen them battle in the regular season. We've seen the playoff games that have been sensational. But we've always thought Kansas City, Mahomes offense, that's what drives them. Buffalo, yeah, Josh Allen is there, but they've been in the top three in defense every year for the last 5 years. So now this year, it's really been Josh Allen when he's on top of his game is when Buffalo plays really, really well. Kansas City's defense is driving them. Remember, for the most part, what would we say about Kansas City's defense? They're like Peyton Manning's old defenses in Indianapolis. They're built to play with a 14-0 lead. This year, they've carried them. So it's been an interesting deal. I'll break it down this way, and I'll try and be succinct for once in my life. I thought Patrick Mahomes played some of the best quarterback he has played since he's gotten in the league against Miami in awful conditions. He played like a true veteran in charge of what he had to be in charge of, what his team needed that night, how the game was unfolding. Ball wasn't in harm's way. They could have had more points if Juwan Taylor doesn't block someone in the back and they find a way to cash in inside the red zone. But he was skillful. He was very wily in that ball game, and he made sure that his team was never in harm's way. What do we always say about Josh Allen? When he takes care of the ball, boy, they're hard
right,
to beat.
Right, right. When he makes mistakes, they get beat.
Well, guess what? Did he make any mistakes against Pittsburgh? No. He was a monster in that game.
No, but don't you think
that's the Josh Allen we're looking for. And if we see that, that changes things. The only thing I'll say about this ball game is the injuries on the defensive side of the ball for Buffalo that seem somewhat catastrophic might not be because Kansas City's strength throwing the balls across the middle with Kelce, not on the perimeter where the majority of those injuries are.
I think this is a much different Bills team. They fire Ken Dorsey. They were going to Diggs all the time, targeting Diggs 10 times a game. All of a sudden, they change coordinators. They're not forcing the ball to Diggs. Now they run the football.
They actually run the football.
Right. Right. They're a much different team now than any team Kansas City has seen before because they're not just trying to force the ball to Stephon Diggs.
And they're at home. This is the first time out of the last five games they've played have all been in Kansas City. Regular season, the scheduling gods put them there. Postseason, Kansas City earned the right to be at home. So now, guess what? What's Buffalo said for these last five years? Can we just get them to our place one time, please?
Yeah.
Well, they're there. Kansas City has never been more vulnerable in this run than right now because all season long you've not seen that dominant Kansas City team. And when we're saying the defense is carrying them, that doesn't feel convincing when you start saying it that way. I'll just put it to you this way. If Buffalo doesn't get it done at home this time with this ball club, if not now, when? This is your opportunity.
Right.
You've got them exactly as you want them to. Josh Allen is on top of his game. It's time for Buffalo to get this done.
Charles Davis, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. We've only got a couple of minutes left here. Between the Ravens and the Niners, and I'll just generalize this. Which of those teams are the most vulnerable this weekend? Are either of those teams vulnerable this weekend?
No, okay, I could go with the standard. They're always vulnerable because of the playoffs, but I know exactly what your question is asking, right? Let me not try and get semantics. I could go in that direction on you. I think that Baltimore is more vulnerable because Houston is playing with that we don't know any better attitude. Rookie head coach, rookie quarterback. Wow, the playoffs. Okay, cool. Isn't this kind of fun? Yeah, all right. And it's a quarterback that is willing to throw the ball downfield. Has from day one. They've improved greatly since they played in the season opener. Now, I think Baltimore's improved as well. But Baltimore still carries that specter of number one seed in 2019, MVP quarterback, who he'll probably be again. And they came up flat against against Tennessee in that opening game. Lamar Jackson's record as a starter in the postseason. That comes into play all week long. I just think that Houston can play a little bit looser. San Francisco has dealt with Green Bay so often that it almost feels like a division game. I think they played, 10 times in the playoffs? They're very used to doing this. I just feel like Baltimore is a little more vulnerable for that reason. I do think that Baltimore and San Francisco both find a way to win, though.
I think one of the things that you just love about C.J. Stroud is that they just don't turn the ball over. They've got the fewest giveaways
crazy,
in the league.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
rookie
they didn't turn the ball over against the Browns. I mean, he just takes
no one.
Right. He just takes such good care of the ball. And if you do that, you know, you give yourself a chance against that Baltimore team.
And real quick on this for both of you, because you studied the game. It was one thing to take care of the football when you're dinking and dunking and you're running the heck out of it. This team, this quarterback, is taking care of the football and is pushing the ball downfield.
Yeah.
He's making dagger throws all the time as a rookie quarterback, yet the ball's not ending up in harm's way. That's why it's even more impressive to me. If he was just throwing, you know, the 5-yard, you know, outs and the, you know, the swings and the check downs and all that, yeah, that's terrific. Take care of the ball. But this kid is throwing to hurt when he throws the ball downfield. Yeah, the ball's not ending up in enemy hands. That's really impressive.
Yeah. Charles, we really appreciate the time and the insight, the conversation. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, man. We'd look to catch up with you soon, okay?
Hey, the pleasure's mine. You guys take care of yourselves. Continued success to you both.
Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, man. We appreciate that.
Bye-bye.